Welcome to You and Your Money, empowering you to plan well, invest well, and live well.
Now let's get to today's topic, financial advice for women, from women, in honor of Women's History Month. So with us today are three incredible women from Weiss, Hale, and Zahansky Strategic Wealth Advisors, Liza Langevin. Liza, good morning to
you. Good morning, Gary.
Senior Vice President, Financial Advisor, Holly Wenegar is here today, Associate Vice President. Holly, good morning to you.
Morning, Gary.
Glad you're with us today. And she's Associate Vice President, Wealth Advisor. Also, Kate Pitts is here. Kate, good morning.
Good morning, Gary. Thanks for having us.
You bet. Associate Vice President, Client Experience and Relationships. Now, Kate, I understand that you credit female colleagues for helping build your confidence early in your finance career. Tell me a little bit more about that.
Yeah, absolutely. So I actually graduated from college with a marketing degree. So when I went into the finance industry, it seemed completely foreign to me. And there's just so much jargon that people use, so it was really hard to understand. But early on in my career, I had the opportunity to be mentored by two incredible female colleagues who were on my team. And so they really gave me that confidence to be able to ask questions and in a very safe space through the mentorship that they provided. So I was very fortunate to have them sort of take me under their wing and give me the space where I could ask these questions. So I think it's really important for all women to be able to experience that and can really benefit from some sort of mentorship, whether it's a male or a female colleague. So they can really push you in unexpected ways and accelerate your growth and development and allow you to sort of learn more about topics that you might not otherwise know much about. So I definitely encourage some sort of mentorship along your career.
Yeah, a great example, too, again, of women lifting each other up. So, Liesl, you've mentioned in the past that many female clients are still a little anxious when it comes to personal finance. Why do you think that is?
Well, it's probably a little different for everyone, but there's some things in my career that I've seen over time, and they've all gotten better. But number one, historically, women haven't controlled household finances, and that's changing. I'm seeing more women involved in making those choices and decisions about money, and more women joining investment meetings. We always encourage that both spouses come to meetings. And then number two, women tend to be primary caregivers for both children and their parents, sometimes pausing their careers to care for others. So they don't typically have as much money to invest, and they aren't having those investment conversations typically. Number three, the pender, I combine those two. Gender pay gap is still very much a challenge. It's getting better. And I'm seeing a lot of women breadwinners in a lot of my meetings, which is great. So as a result of all of this, it can create that fear and sort of that self-doubt that women deal with as they think about finances.
Yeah, I can definitely see how those challenges could have those effects. So what tips do you have for overcoming these barriers?
Well, regardless of your gender, if you're someone that feels a lack of confidence when it comes to financial matters, certainly it's important to understand that knowledge can really give you that, can alleviate that fear and give you that empowerment to feel good about it. So number one, give yourself permission to make financial literacy a priority. Take courses, read financial materials, and get to know, like Kate said, the jargon that we typically use and ask somebody. And then number two would be, as Kate mentioned before, finding a trustworthy mentor that you feel comfortable asking those questions that you, you know, you have about finance. And then also, if you're a woman, it might be helpful to reach out to other women for help and just seeking what financial resources they've used to get to know the industry.
Again, there is definitely power in shared knowledge, and very well said. All right, Holly, I know you've benefited from supportive mentors during your finance career as well. So how can women go about finding those positive role models?
Great question, Gary. I've been fortunate to have wonderful both male and female leaders and mentors at WHC as well as throughout my career in finance. And if you're lacking financial confidence, I would recommend seeking out a mentor or an advisor of either gender that you feel comfortable talking to, who truly listens to understand your whole situation and your goals. Building that relationship where it's, as Kate said, a safe space to talk and communicate is really important. And don't be afraid to ask around your personal and professional circles for advisor recommendations. The right mentor can make a world of difference.
Yeah, that's very well said, Holly. Thank you. It certainly seems that connection and community are major keys to developing financial skills. Hey, before we wrap up, let's get into final thoughts on what's your message for women to take away on this International Women's Day? Kate, you first. What are you thinking?
Sure. I think it's really about us coming together and supporting each other, male or female colleagues, and developing those mentor relationships where you can have the confidence to ask those questions. Seek those partnerships in your life and your career to really support your efforts to become more financially empowered.
All right, Liesl.
My takeaway is that building wealth really does favor the bold. So don't be afraid to define what building wealth means to you, and take charge of your financial future and believe in your ability to master that. You can do it.
And Holly, how about you? Last word.
Be authentic to who you are and know that you don't have to figure it all out alone. There are so many great resources and supportive mentors out there, including financial advisors like us, who can help guide the way.
All right. Very well said, and great inspiration here this morning, too. Thank you again, Liesl, Holly, Kate, for sharing your wisdom with us today. And if you're interested in working with a financial advisory team that values and provides a partnership type of relationship like what we described here today, go ahead and get in touch with the team at Weiss, Hale, & Zahansky. You can request a complimentary consultation at their website, whzwealth.com, and you can call them at 860-928-2341.
As always, thanks for listening to You and Your Money. Find even more episodes, videos, and other resources at our website, whzwealth.com. Weiss, Hale & Zahansky Strategic Wealth Advisors offers securities and advisory services through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA, SIPC, a registered investment advisor. Fixed insurance products and services offered through CES Insurance Agency. They practice at 697 Pomfret Street, Pomfret Center, Connecticut, 06259, and can be reached at 860-928-2341. Weiss, Hale & Zahansky Strategic Wealth Advisors do not provide legal or tax advice. The tenured financial services team strives to support clients in achieving their financial life goal. For more information regarding wealth management and customized financial planning with Weiss, Hale & Zahansky Strategic Wealth Advisors, please visit www.whzwealth.com.